This is from Alberto Manguel's A History of Reading. According to a 5th century mosaic, Ambrose was a small, clever-looking man with big ears and a neat black beard that diminished rather than filled out his angular face. He was an extremely popular speaker. His symbol in later Christian iconography was the beehive, emblematic of eloquence. Augustine, who considered Ambrose fortunate to be held in such high regard by so many people, found himself unable to ask the old man the questions about matters of the faith that were troubling him, because when Ambrose was not eating a frugal meal or entertaining one of his many admirers, he was alone in his cell reading. Ambrose was an extraordinary reader. "When he read," said Augustine, "his eyes scanned the page and his heart sought out the meaning, but his voice was silent and his tongue was still. Anyone could approach him freely, and guests were not commonly announced, so that often, when we came to visit him, we found him reading like this in silence, for he never read aloud." Eyes scanning the page, tongue held still. That is exactly how I would describe a reader today, sitting with a book in a cafe across from the Church of St. Ambrose in Milan, reading perhaps St. Augustine's Confessions. Like Ambrose, the reader has become deaf and blind to the world, to the passing crowds, to the chalky, flesh-coloured facades of the buildings. Nobody seems to notice a concentrating reader. Withdrawn, intent, the reader becomes commonplace. To Augustine, however, such reading manners seemed sufficiently strange for him to note them in his Confessions. The implication is that this method of reading, this silent perusing of the page, was in this time something out of the ordinary, and that normal reading was performed out loud. Even though instances of silent reading can be traced to earlier dates, not until the 10th century does this manner of reading become usual in the West.